Well, the construction of the great fleets, the development of these colonies overseas, this, of course, led to great commercial and banking improvements. I've spoken of that before. The minting of gold currencies on a regular basis by the end of the 13th century, especially by Venice and Florence, which displaced Byzantine currency. And the Genoese and especially the Venetians are in the forefront of all these changes. It also had two other important consequences that I want to stress. First, I mentioned that it does contribute to eroding the ethos of the Crusades. That the development of commerce and the perfection of all of these diplomatic methods meant that Venice and Genoa, henceforth, were far more interested in securing their trade networks and their key ports rather than backing any kind of military expedition to retake Jerusalem. And this is seen in a variety of ways. It's seen in the Byzantine recovery in 1261. The Venetians protested, claimed neutrality because their privileges were going to be protected. The Genoese allied. They were going to get privileges. It's seen very much in one of the rare efforts after the Crusades are over to revive crusading warfare. And this is King Peter of Cyprus, not one of the most memorable of figures. He ruled from 1359 to 1369, and he drank very deeply of the traditions of the Lusignan royal family of Cyprus. He wanted to launch a crusade. He traveled the courts of Western Europe. He's actually a member of the Order of the Garter. Spent a lot of time hanging around at the court of Edward I in England, trying to inspire, not Edward, Edward III of England, trying to inspire a crusade. And eventually he launches a crusade, essentially his own vassals, and all this crusade can do is sack Alexandria, greatly to the anger of the Venetians, because it's their products that are being destroyed in their factories, and he gets back to the anger of his vassals and the anger of his Genoese investors in the island and is mysteriously murdered, and that's the first step in taking the island over as a Genoese colony. Crusades are not anymore acceptable to Genoa and Venice. They disrupt profits, they interfere with trade. It's far better to have clear commercial contracts with the Islamic powers, make sure the trade is going on, the pilgrimage routes, rather than getting involved in crusades anymore. You want commerce, not crusades. The second important consequence, which wasn't immediately evident to a lot of people, were that Venice and Genoa both become the main agents of pumping money into the Islamic world. Much of the Islamic military recovery, of which I shall speak with the Mamluks in the 13th century, later with the Ottoman Empire, was essentially funded on European silver, and then with the discovery of the New World, with New World silver that came in through Spain. And this silver was being transferred from Europe into the Islamic world. The Venetians were so good at it in the 13th century at Acre, they actually set up a mint, we think, we don't have evidence, based on the coins themselves, and struck these imitative coins of the Ayyubid Sultanate. They struck Muslim coins to be used and export it to the Muslim market. You know, we're going to bring in the silver. We might as well make it convenient. The Muslims had no problem with it. They used it. They were quite happy. The Pope got wind of this and got a little disturbed and said, this is not right that Christians should be manufacturing Islamic coins, because the coins have Arabic script on them. They're, you know, professing there's only one God and Muhammad is his prophet. And Pope didn't like that idea and therefore banned the striking of coins, insisted these coins should be Christian. And this is really kind of silly. And it really captures sort of the dilemma of what's going on in the late 13th century. So the Venetians try to conform to these religious notions and start putting little crosses on these Islamic-looking coins, and of course they don't work. The Muslims don't want coins with crosses, and the whole thing falls apart. And the Venetians then just switch over to bullion and just avoid the issue altogether. But it's a marvelous little insight on the changes that are going on as you're shifting increasingly away from crusades to commerce. And the fact is that even the Ottoman Empire, which comes to succeed to the Islamic world in the aftermath of the Crusades, the Great Porte, was dependent on the imported silver through the Italian ports. And always, the fiscal and monetary institutions of that Ottoman Empire rested on the banking and money resources of all cities, Venice. And that is a remarkable testimony to the success of the maritime republics of Venice and Genoa in the later 13th century.